Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in health IT, NVIDIA wants to replace nurses with AI for $9 an hour. Today we're going to talk about it. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. Hey, as with all the stories, this is on thisweekhealth.com/news. Site is, we've tripled our traffic since January when we launched this. Clearly, the word is getting out. Help us spread the word. Let other people know about this service. And it's curated by industry experts for you to save you time. We go through and our curators are able to find the stories that are relevant just to you. And those are the ones we put out there on the site. Check it out. Let others know about it. All right. One last thing. Mentor someone. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on topics that are relevant to you and the industry. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right. This was a hot topic yesterday. I put it out on LinkedIn. In fact, I'm getting in the habit of putting the story I'm going to talk about the next day out on LinkedIn to get some feedback from the industry. It's just something I'm trying out, and it seems to be working pretty well. So the story is from Gizmodo, and it's this. I'm not going to read too much from the article, but NVIDIA has partnered with Hippocratic AI to introduce generative AI nurses, offering healthcare providers an affordable option to address worker shortages. These AI nurses, costing $9 an hour, can provide patients with medical advice via real-time video calls, a significant savings compared to $90 hourly rate for human nurses. NVIDIA powers the technology enabling these AI agents to deliver human-like responses. The collaboration aims to alleviate the escalating nursing crisis underscored by widespread strikes and shortages within the industry. This initiative, alongside NVIDIA's other announcements at the 2024 GTC conference, reinforces the company's influence in advancing AI technologies across various sectors. It's interesting because NVIDIA has launched a ton of partnerships. So their go-to-market essentially is through partnerships. And at GTC, it was like an every hour event that somebody else has partnered with NVIDIA, and they are moving things forward. So I posted this out on LinkedIn yesterday, and the responses were fantastic. There was just great back and forth with people. Some of my favorites, Jim Sinclair, Dr. Ray Gensinger, Terrence Shipley, some others, Ty Cook, Jason Taylor. So people have engaged in this, people I really respect. Terrence Shipley gave us a set of questions, which I think is really relevant. And I talked to Drex about this on Monday's news day, which we recorded yesterday. You'll hear it on Monday. And the three questions that she gave us is, does this devalue the role of nurses? Who is held accountable when something serious is missed? And there is so much potential for AI to streamline administrative tasks in healthcare. Are we pushing AI in all the wrong places by using it for higher stakes, patient-facing use cases? All right. So here, you know, so let's just break these down. It's probably the best way to do it. Does this devalue the nurse's role? No, it does not, is the quick answer to this, to the question. It changes the nurse's role. And those things that, and by the way, this isn't just nurses. This is every role out there. You're feeling this pressure from AI around you. It can now do parts of almost everybody's job. It can do maybe 1% of somebody's job, or it can do 20, 30, 50% of somebody's job. And the question is, what does that mean for the role? And as I'm looking at some of the things we're doing today and some of the things in media, it has a significant impact. And you could see 20, 30, 40, 50, 60% of a job being completely morphed and changed. And what we are saying to what I'm saying to my team is, learn to use AI, become an AI empowered human, so that you can escalate the things that you're working on, and you can get done the things that were mundane tasks a lot quicker. And we will find higher, we will elevate the role that you're currently in as you become more efficient and better with the things that you have. And I think the same thing's true of nursing. Having AI answer very simple and easy telehealth kind of questions, but it's already happening. People used to go to WebMD, then they used to go to Dr. Google. Now they're going to ChatGPT, and it's answering questions. People are already asking it questions. So we come back to the question, does this devalue the role of nurses? And the answer is no, it doesn't devalue the role of nurses. It changes it significantly. So there's going to be administrative tasks that get taken away. We have ambient clinical listening, which is a form of AI, which is taking the burden off of the clinician, hopefully freeing up more time to be in front of the patient, to do things that only a human can do. And Hippocratic is just one of the companies that's doing this, but Hippocratic is interesting because they are really focused on healthcare general intelligence. Artificial general intelligence is considered the pinnacle of artificial intelligence. We're not there yet, but they're doing a lot of research. They're heavily focused on safety and safely implementing AI in clinical settings in partnership with providers. So I don't believe they are trying to go directly to the consumer. They are trying to go through the providers and provide a suite of services that alleviates the problem of the clinician shortage. All right, so I don't believe it devalues the role of the nurses. Just I don't believe this is going to devalue the role of a lot of other people in quite frankly, every industry that is feeling the pressure of AI right now. Second thing, who's held accountable when something serious is missed? Later down in the comments, Jim St. Clair says AI doesn't have to legally practice medicine. FDA approves software as a medical device where the software fits the regulatory definition, but if it doesn't meet the criteria, it's not needed. AI is already being used to improve diagnosis of life or death situations, especially in imagery. So not sure where 70% referenced, and he's referring to somebody else's comment, but it's a valid question. And actually it is the $1 million question. Who's held accountable when something serious is missed? This is why we step into this slowly. And it really answers the third question, which is AI is being really addressing the administrative tasks. That's where it's primarily being focused. But as Jim points out, it's already prevalent in a lot of different areas outside of the administrative area. It's not like we're pushing clinical use cases that we haven't had before. We have been pushing AI into clinical use cases for a while now. Again, we want to step into this slowly on the clinical side. But with that being said, there is this whole idea of co-pilot, at least today, there's this idea of co-pilot, and that is AI assisted humans. The AI comes alongside, it assists the human, will review the information and then approve the information or approve the sending of that information. That's what you're seeing with the AI generated notes. It generates the notes. The clinician will look at it, they will review it, and then they will hit send, or they'll modify it and hit send, or they'll just delete it and write their own note. So that's what we're seeing on the AI clinical notes. Just one example of a co-pilot kind of methodology. That's how it's going to start. But I don't believe that's where it's going to end. I think if we fast forward this 5 years from now, I think what you're going to see is that AI will outperform humans in a lot of cases. And I know that's hard to imagine today, and we talk about hallucinations and those kinds of things, but I think you're going to see this thing just really tighten up over the next 5 years. And I don't think we have to wait 5 years. It's tightening up now. I think what we will be talking about a year from now will be dramatically different than what we're talking about today. The pace at which this is moving is unbelievable. And it's getting better by the minute and by the day. And there's a ton of money and there's a ton of resources and there's a ton of intelligence, human intelligence around this right now. There's a race going on. This is like the space race. There's just so much energy being put around this that it is going to make significant progress very rapidly. And we're feeling that. What we were talking about a year ago and what we're talking about today are two dramatically different things. And what we're going to be talking about a year from now is going to be dramatically different. So I think in 5 years, we're going to see these models be tightened up significantly. We're going to see models using other models, in which case you're going to have specialized models that are going to be in a specific area, and a model to rule all models going out and, you know, hitting those various models, bringing the information back together, maybe summarizing that information and moving forward. So when we think about, and Charles Boyce and I talk a lot about this, humans can be wrong a fair number of times, and humans can even cause injury to people, but machines can't. So we worry about self-driving cars, and in reality, self-driving cars will probably reduce the number of accidents that we have. It will create other problems, but it will reduce the number of accidents that we have. And we are likely at that point today with self-driving cars. I'm not entirely sure, but I do know that when you're going on highways and those kind of things, you can put on the self-driving and it slows down, it speeds up and those kind of things. We have all sorts of AI, computer vision and whatnot being utilized in our cars, and it is reducing the number of accidents. And so I think what you're going to have is a situation culturally where humans can make mistakes that harm other people. However, machines cannot. They not even once can they. And we want to shut them down or shut them off. I'm not humanizing machines and saying, hey, we should allow them to be infallible. We should strive for zero defects when we're talking about machines. But I am saying that culturally, it's an interesting thing that we can reduce the harm significantly down, but still we won't do it because we're more comfortable with a human in the loop rather than a machine in the loop. Look, I get it. I understand it. Culturally, we're going to have to figure it out, and we're going to have to figure out the safety mechanisms around it to make sure that machines are always being driven by humans. And humans we trust, and there's transparency around it. Anyway, big topic, and I think it's going to keep coming up over and over again. But that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation to keep the conversation going. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable: ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.